Once again, I bow to you all and to every meditator and person who pauses, takes a breath, looks up at the sky, every person who chooses in the moment to recognize when self is forefront and doing whatever it's doing, rather than others. Their well-being. What do others need this very moment? So bow to everyone, including yourselves, for that focus of meditation, contemplation, self-reflection, and the excellent word used by someone yesterday, excavation of what's going on inside. What is my reality? What do I take as real? What that is on the surface do I think is actually what is when it's just skimming the surface of even our self-made reality? So I bow. And this image brings to me everything I just said in one respect. The honoring of one another is, for me, the light that illumines, from the center of this image. And all the different ways that we as human beings are confused, act out from that confusion, but of course, simultaneously, the great capacity that we as human beings have to illumine our way, to excavate, to do self-discovery, to contemplate, to go beyond our habits of consciousness. There are so many layers to us, so many possibilities in any given moment. And even as I sat, trying to decide what image to use this morning, just so many possibilities. And the image, I knew that the image would kindle for me whatever I would say and however we would meditate this morning. All I had in my mind was a little review. We often pause for a little review. First, we smile, take a long, slow, deep breath, and be present. This is our first review. We all have this skill. We know how to be present, how to be in the now. Like that. Whether or not, for all kinds of reasons, we bring it forward, this nowness, presence for ourselves, for others. We know we have choice. That's the second review. We have choice about everything. But right now, all of us are sitting, even with listening and a slight review. We are present. There is space. There is calm in our minds and emotions. So we're back to Garab Dorje. Have confidence in that. We've developed the skill. It took 3 years for it to be like that. And sometimes, as a human being, our mood, what's going on in the world, maybe we have illness that we're navigating or pain that we're navigating and so forth, death of someone we know, hardship, someone we know, that it's hard, even with the skill, and having the confidence that we have the skill. We can do it. We know presence, spacious, altitude, hawk on the wing. But sometimes it doesn't seem that easy, does it? So then we touch our heart. We do that right now. We touch our heart and give ourselves the gift of touching our heart. And immediately, endorphins start to change. And the pain or the difficulty or the death of a friend or whatever it might be, it doesn't magically go away. But our heart becomes our ground. So that's a review. We can touch a heart. That also is a skill. To remember to do so. And then what follows? What arises within us reestablishes. The two things that we've just done, present, being in the now, and touching our heart, which also was very now and present. These are like the space in our room. We tapped into what is always there. It doesn't come and go. The space in the room, the space outside our window. It's always there. It doesn't come and go. So it's like shamatha. Shamatha is always there. The question is if we come to it. But insight rises. Insight illumines. It's like the sun in the space. There's an insight. Ah. Oh, I see it. It's like the sun. The sun isn't always present. It might be obscured by clouds, it might be nighttime. So an insight is particular. It arises. Vipassana. Shamatha is always there. We can always tap into it. We can always tap into essence of being, which is what shamatha is from. So we smile again. We are all still quite in presence, quite in shamatha, even while listening and I'm talking. And we take in that thought that one of them, presence, the spaciousness of it, and whatever you're experiencing right now from shamatha, tranquil abiding, is always present, always accessible. It's our essence of being. Or a quality of. But an insight always sit. Let's say it's the insights that come from self-inquiry, from excavation. It's the insight that comes of, oh, yeah, shamatha is like the space. Oh, yeah, an insight, an aha. Yeah, it kind of is like the rising of the sun, an illumination. And we sit with that. You contemplate it, roll it around, observe it. Is it true? Union of these two. Is a human capacity. How marvelous. We took a long, so deep breath. We are breathing with all existence. We are breathing as human beings with human capacities for awareness, compassion, discovery, and integration. How marvelous. Ooh. Love you all. Period.